Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Joining us on this segment is Bill Odell. He's the Vice President of Marketing at HelpStream. The company provides a unique social customer service and relationship management system for its clients, covering many of their requirements in a single customer engagement platform. Prior to joining HelpStream, Bill is a strategic marketing advisor to emerging software as a service companies such as Right90 and JobVite. And joining us on the line from HelpStream headquarters in Mountain View, California, to talk about customer relationship management, otherwise known as CRM, and their solution in particular is Vice President of Marketing over there, Bill Odell. Bill, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me on your program.
What's the elevator speech on CRM? What is a CRM community?
Well, you know, here at HelpStream, what we're all about is what we call social CRM, David. And to give a very simple explanation about that, that's really about helping companies build online customer communities for things such as customer service, for marketing, and for sales. And if anybody's familiar with the term CRM, they know that customer service, marketing, and sales are things that CRM systems enable.
The traditional model for customer service is kind of rooted in help centers or call centers. Is this sort of the new 21st century all-inclusive solution?
Yeah, I think you got it exactly right. The traditional way that most companies would handle customer service would be through setting up a call center staffed by customer service agents that would be ready at the call, hopefully, when a customer calls up with some sort of service-related issue. And what we have found that in today's era where the customer demographics have changed dramatically and where people are just as well suited to go on the internet to try to get help from places such as Google and the like, that they very, very much would like to be able to engage with your company in a new way, and that is over the web. And so what social CRM is really all about is helping companies set up that capability and enable a fundamentally different way of providing customer service.
What are some of the most significant benefits a small business, for example, which our audience is comprised mostly of, what is it they can expect to see from implementing a customer community approach to their customer service model?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think one thing that we have found by focusing 100% on the needs of the small business owner and company is that to be able to be successful in that endeavor, it's all about how do you compete with the big boys. And the most important thing to think about there that we have found is how do you differentiate your product and your service? And so, you know, we at HelpStream are all about helping customers figure out a way to differentiate their experiences they have with their customers so that they're much better able to compete with much larger companies that have much larger budgets to be able to apply to solving the problem. And so by putting together an online customer community where customers come together, engage with each other, help solve each other's problems, where the company, by the way, is actively engaged in that process, you'll find that companies are able to differentiate the customer experience. Simply stated, customers find their answers to their questions faster. And they do it in the presence of vendors that are able to listen and experience the dialogue that goes on. And so SMBs can simply lower the cost of providing service and provide a much better customer experience.
So this, in a very real way, is crowdsourcing some of the customer service experience and the answers that come up to particular questions. Do I have that right?
Exactly. But it goes far beyond that. That's a very simple way to think about it, and that's the way that most companies think about it when they get started. And by the way, the ROI for that is tremendous. We have one customer, a company called Infusionsoft, that has been able to grow their customer base 3 times and not add a single additional customer service agent. So that in and of itself, that investing in these online communities more than pay for themselves. But it's more than just lowering costs and providing, you know, crowdsourced answers to customer service. Once you have a vibrant and robust and active community of customers that are engaging with each other to solve problems, you have a wonderful effect where they start to share ideas. And companies, by engaging in those exchanges of ideas, can figure out ways to get input into new products, ideas for new offerings, and innovate much, much more rapidly than they could before having a customer community.
Bill, if you would, give us a tour of HelpStream, a sense of how information flows, what the design of the platforms can look like, and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, one way to think about it is any company that has a website today typically has some way, some contact us or support a section on their website where they try to provide information for customers who are seeking to get hold of them for customer support or other issues.
Yeah.
HelpStream is simply a replacement of that particular page on a website, and it's a 100% software as a service solution. It is embedded directly into your website with your look and feel, and with some special branding and capabilities. It has everything that you would want in a customer community. It has a place where people can ask questions and answer questions. It has a place where people can search for articles, frequently asked question documents, manuals, and the like. And it also has a way where they can open up a trouble ticket with agents should none of the above solve their problems. And so it's a very turnkey, out-of-the-box solution, which is simple to set up, simple to use, and very affordable for the small business owner.
So if you're a company that has been using a phone-based help center, might you have a recording that points them to this website if they don't feel like queuing up for the call? Is that some of what happens here?
Very astute question. You know, one of the questions we get asked from people who have a traditional contact center or help desk approach to providing service ask us is, how do I get customers to use this?
Yeah.
And one of the things we advise them is first, build a community. Find a couple of customers that you think are pretty loyal to your brand and invite them to join the community and experience it. And then gently, by announcing the availability of the community, promoting the benefits of the community, and yes, doing it through the recordings on your IVR system or doing it through your website where people come in and they notice that you have a new way of engaging with the customer for support issues and the like, you'll find that people will gravitate towards this very naturally. One of the wonderful things about the meteoric rise of things like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all these social networks is that customers are used to going on the internet now and engaging in these types of communities. So it's not very difficult for people to begin to use this.
You point to the social networks that are existing out in the cyberspace sphere, like Facebook, Twitter, and the like. How does a system like this integrate, or does it integrate with them at all?
It certainly does. In fact, one of the things that's unique about HelpStream, in addition to the fact that it's a complete out-of-the-box customer community solution,
yeah,
is the fact that it does integrate with other social networks that are out there, as well as other CRM systems. So, for instance, many of our customers are using a traditional CRM system like a Salesforce.com for basic contact management, forecasting, tracking their opportunities and the like. And so we integrate with those systems because we don't think it's a good approach to suggest that people should rip and replace the investments they've made in those types of solutions. But similarly, we integrate with things such as Twitter. So there's been a lot of very, very well-known case studies out there about how unhappy customers will go on Twitter and will bash a company. And so what we do is we say, well, if you have an online customer community, wouldn't you like to be able to bring in some of the conversation, filtered, of course, into your community so your community can start to help address some of the dialogue and issues that are being raised on Twitter. Again,
yeah,
if a customer community is happy and vibrant, one of the things you'll find is that if there's people out there in the greater social network, public networks have you, you'll see that customers will come in and help people resolve those answers. And so we do provide seamless integrations into other networks such as Twitter and Facebook that just help bring them in seamlessly to a vendor's customer community.
You've already pointed to the productivity and efficiency of this kind of system. I guess it's easy to quantify that now, looking at a few of these case studies you have, isn't it, Bill?
Oh, I think the ROI for providing customer service through an online customer community is very well understood. There's been case studies that we've produced, case studies that industry analysts have produced, and I think that's very well known. I think what people need to understand that the actual value of an online customer community goes far beyond that. When you have an online customer community that's robust and vibrant with a lot of happy customers, you'll find that customers will very readily share information with you that they might not otherwise, and you might not have access to. And it goes beyond complaints. They'll make suggestions on innovations, as I mentioned before. But when you start to really glean the activity that's happening within that online customer community, you'll find out that there are times when you might find a customer that's just at that moment ready to receive an offer on some new product you might have. And so it becomes a very ripe hunting ground for marketing people. As a marketeer myself, we're always trying to figure out when is the right time to engage someone on a marketing campaign. And in a community where you have people actively discussing issues and ideas and sharing information, it's a ripe hunting ground for doing lead generation campaigns, for example.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Bill Odell. He's the Vice President of Marketing at HelpStream, that website, www.helpstream.com, just like it sounds. Bill, it almost sounds as though, in some ways, dollars might be moving from more traditional shout-casting types of advertising and marketing models into this model of CRM engagement. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, I think the world of marketing is changing at a pace that it's almost difficult to keep track of. I think the whole, you know, social media and the advent of social media is challenging a lot of conventional wisdom in terms of, you know, traditional, obviously, kind of advertising-based marketing, but even direct marketing. I mean, who today doesn't open up their email box and just get flooded with a number of different sort of, you know, unsolicited offers from various companies trying to hit you up for some terrific offer that they have? I think, you know, being able to more intelligently understand where consumers are in terms of their normal evaluation cycles for new products and services. If you can really understand that and use the best of social networking to be able to ascertain where people are, you'll be much better at reaching out to people at the precise moment when they're probably more inclined to actually want to hear from you. And I think that's where the real nugget is in all of this social media stuff that's going on as it pertains to marketing today.
All right, thanks for that. How do you think this whole thing is evolving, by the way? I should ask, you know, what does CRM social look like down the line?
Yeah, I think for any company that has a web channel, be it a basic website where they communicate with their market, be it prospects and or customers, I think in the very near future, and I would say in the next several years, virtually every single one of those companies will have some sort of online customer community. If you look at the adoption of these types of solutions today, if you just read the literature and track what's going on with companies and case studies, and you know, just look at the conferences out there and all the companies that are getting up and talking about the benefits of this, I think that you'll see that these will be a very, very standard type of solution that companies will be offering for their customers in the very, very near future.
Oh, very cool. Bill, thanks so much for imparting your insights. Bill Odell's been joining us. He's the Vice President of Marketing at HelpStream. Again, that website, www.helpstream.com. Wish you continued success over at HelpStream. Thanks so much for joining us in the program.
Thank you, David. Enjoyed it.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.